producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More and more political analysts, commentators, comedians, you name it, are coming out from the left and the right and saying that political correctness is a form of mind control, a form of social engineering, a form of mass conditioning to destroy the language, destroy debate, and kill the Renaissance. Now, I know as listeners of this broadcast, and probably before we ever found the transmission, you knew that. But we have to raise the rhetoric to the level of the actual attack. And yes, it's fantastical that we have psychiatrists, psychologists-run Pentagon programs of mind control being deployed against the American people. But it's in the Washington Post. It's in the New York Times. With a straight, flat face, they say, yes, the CIA and Pentagon are involved conditioning the public and preparing you to accept the new system. And yes, national sovereignty does not exist. The family does not exist. Mother and father does not exist. Private property does not exist. The Amish do not exist. You will be assimilated. We are the Borg. Submit or be destroyed. It's so over the top that only a complete flipping against it has any chance. And I was driving into work this morning. I was thinking, how do we get people to break their conditioning? And it's just that. People have to realize that you can't be reasonable, you can't compromise with the globalist or the so-called political left. They are not the left. They are hardcore, brazen, scientifically focused groups conquering us. When you get to even mid-level managers of the left, they will laugh if you're sitting around a cocktail, you know, table with them and say, of course we're taking over. Of course we're conditioning people. Tell us something we don't know. I hate minorities. I mean, it's just, oh, you ought to join us, you fool. That's who they are. Of course we're aborting the blacks. And then the left, the general public, just sits there like mindless victims, like children climbing into a beat-up white creeper van because they heard ice cream truck music coming out of it. But there's a demonic wildcat inside that vehicle to tear you apart. They are enemies. They are consciously evil. And if you don't get that through your head and realize they're psychotic predators and sociopaths and mercenaries under them, you have no hope. You have to break with these people. You have to understand they're evil. You have to understand they're an enemy of you and your family. And everything else is just window dressing. And the world is understanding that very evil people captured America. We had goodwill of the planet. We were some of the most moral, aggressive, free market people. We weren't perfect, but we were heads above everybody else. We were exceptional. And as great things tend to flip, we flip from the greatest and the best to the most evil. And now we can flip again right back to where we were. That's how history tends to work. It doesn't tend to go in slow-moving slag. Sure, there's long periods of that, but then there's periods where it just flips. And the globalists are there right now trying to keep it going their direction. They want to flip their current tyranny into an anti-human, transhumanist, deindustrialization, skirmish wars, economic war, culture war. That's why they flood everything. I was sent a link by Buckley this weekend and then by a bunch of other people. In fact, you guys printed it for me. It was in the Houston Chronicle, and I saw the headline, and I said, is this a joke? And I went to the URL. It wasn't the Onion spoofing the Houston Chronicle. And then it was in the Austin American Statesman that the left is going to, it was the headline in the Statesman, I couldn't believe, students to wear giant dildos in Cox for Glocks. This is in the paper. Let everybody read. Front page of the paper. The Statesman. Also in the Houston Chronicles where I first saw it. And you go, well, it's just silly. It's stupid. That's how they're going to protest people with guns on campus. But no, it's pure genius. It's just mindless stupidness to just confuse everything. It's CIA warfare.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
Everything the social engineers do is about being silly and goofy and funny, and the little trendies have their bouffant hair and their little beards and their little colorful shirts, and they just say, do what we want, speak like we want you to, be friendly, be nice, don't hurt us, feel guilty, do what we say. And that's simply camouflage on the special forces operators of the big foundations who are here to take down society. And they've got armies of PhDs competing to be the most savage, the most focused, the most manipulative, to get the positions of power in the national governments, in the local governments, in the state governments, the county governments, the city governments, and the sub-districts. But above that, they all wish to graduate to the world government level, where you are tax exempt and have diplomatic immunity and fly on above the law corporate jets with no searches, no seizure, above the law. UN diplomats lead slaves around in New York on chains. The police can't even go to their houses. That's who we're dealing with, the new royalty. And they sit there and tell us about class envy and class warfare and try to sick the giant unwashed masses that they've helped create on civilization and have a war against industry and a war against power, a war against energy, a war against prosperity, a war against invention and ingenuity and innovation and exploration. There are two competing forces in the world. Those that wish to create incredible civilization and those who wish to create a new dark age. And that's what we face. That's what the world comes down to right now. If we innovate, if humans go to the next level, the globalists won't be able to control the future and play God. And they are completely standing against humanity right now. And the question is, which side are we going to eternally decide to be on? That's what the planetary government is about, is the elite playing God and taking control of human evolution, human development, in their words. And they've done it to a great extent, and we've seen the fruits of their engineering. And it is the most selfish, twisted, hateful paradigm and wavelength that we could possibly imagine. Because when you sink to evil, when you give yourself over to not caring about others and cutting yourself off from the world and the universe, you sink to the absolute center of the worst spirit the universe has ever produced. This spirit doesn't just seek to destroy humanity. It seeks to first render us down, twist us, take our hope, and have a mass ritual of slow torture of the life force of this planet. Now, do you kneel to that in fear, believing it'll give you power for a day? Do you submit to that force? There is no submission to that force in logic. And that's why it wages war against the psyche, why it wages war against common sense, why it wages war against prosperity, independence, and free will. Because all of those things are set diametrically opposed to that spirit. Now, I'm done preaching. I'm going to stop for the day. Jesse Ventura, we had a heated debate last time. You notice these have not been the friendliest of interviews, because he's kind of gone more left within that left-right paradigm. He says he's transcended it, but he's in the political atmosphere, I think, gone more left. I'm going to ask you about that today, but I want to do a friendly interview. He's reissued his book, updated it, American Conspiracies. We'll be talking about some of those issues and the election and more today with Jesse Ventura in the third hour. But before we do that, we're obviously going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news and information today. So let me just mention a smattering of some of the news that is going to be coming up today, obviously. We're going to look at some of the Democratic debates coming up, the fact that they think the rating is going to be super low. They're begging Biden to get involved in all of that. We're also going to be looking at Infowars.com and some of the top news that's there. We have Obama saying, yes, if I ran for president again, I would win. I'd love to do some more. We've got a lot of political correctness news we're going to be breaking down. We have the UK Ministry of Defense denying tabloid reports that RAF ready to shoot down Russian planes in Iraq, and how that ties into other U.S. government announcements on the situation. We have a very important breakdown with Merkel defending the refugee policy as an expression of humanity. We have a lot of science, health, and tech news, and, of course, economy news that we're going to be getting to today. And I think the first thing I want to get into now is political correctness, because I don't think the public is aware of the progenitor of this. Social engineers in England, the United States, France, and Germany, who produced the communist ideology that was funded by the robber barons of Europe and the United States and England, that financed the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, the word political, the term political correctness, hate speech, all of that is from the Soviet Union during the Lenin and then the Stalin era. It finally began to stall out by the 1960s, but continued on to a certain extent. But this is Western social engineering tested on the poor Russians. I always love how there's this cultural meme to hate the Russians and they're our enemy and all the rest of it, when culturally, scientifically, they're like our brothers in the West. It's where the West really meets the East. And when our government and the British government committed the incredible crime of putting the Bolsheviks in 1917 and their reign of red terror that killed 50 million Russians and other Eastern Europeans. 50 million people conservatively killed by Lenin and Stalin. And the people that run our government today are the grandchildren and the children of the engineers that did that. So make no mistake, they want to do that here. And a lot of people hear this show, and they go look up the Weathermen, and they go look up Ford Foundation, and they go look up the statements of the Army.mil about re-education camps. They call it re-education camps. They use the Soviet term, because that's what it is. And people find it out, and they get really scared. They send me letters, or I see them on the street, and they say, my God, I checked out the FEMA camps. It's all real. What do we do? It's so scary. I can't tune in anymore. Well, the camps and the preparations are there whether you want to believe it or not. And only admitting all of this is going to stop it. But what they did in the Cultural Revolution funded by the Rockefellers on record in China in the 50s and 60s, starting in 1949, and what they did starting in 1917, running up until about 1963. What they did is what they plan to do here. They don't like you with your nice houses and swimming pools. They don't like farmers with big pieces of property. They don't like the Amish. They don't like anybody they don't control. They want to take you and your families and put you in big compact cities and high rises and order you around and tell you what job you're going to have and tell you what you're going to be and tell you how much food you're going to get and sit there and watch everyone step and fetch as slaves to what they're bringing into this country under Agenda 21. And so I'm not here to scare you. This is already happening. It's like the doctor telling you, you got skin cancer. We got a 95% chance to be able to remove it. It's not coming back, but you got to act now. It's starting to metastasize. And if it gets into other parts of your body, you're going to die. That's good news. When you know it, you can identify it, you can deal with it. But I'm here to tell you, you can't screw around with this. You cannot screw around with hardcore pure tyranny that has a lust, a bloodthirst, a will to dominate you and your family, to tell you how to speak, what to say, what to do, what to wear, where to live. And it's all done through touchy-feely, we love you, we're going to protect you, we care about you, do what we say and everything's going to be all right. But if you get out of line, we've got SWAT teams in black uniforms and tanks down the street and helicopters with trained killers to come after you. So you can either do what we say and go under Stockholm Syndrome and decide you love your captivity out of your fear, or we're going to hurt you. Well, here's the secret. They're already hurting you with the fluoride and the GMO and the aspartame and the MSG and the barium salts and the aluminum dioxide and the vaccines. So you're already under attack. You might as well admit it, gut up, decide to learn the facts, decide to get aggressive, to start voting with your dollars and your actions and to start spreading the word and offensively waking people up while digging in and creating a culture of survival. Because that's what we face. And we're going to make it through all this the ultimate destiny of humanity. We're going to break down political correctness straight ahead.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us on any issue, any item, any question, any comment, disagree, agree. The situation with Russia, the situation with the economy, the situation with the giant Bush. They admit the biggest assault ever, their full power. State, local, federal, international. Coming after our guns. Coming after the First Amendment. Coming after language.
the communist Chinese government announced yesterday to work with the United Nations for a global code of conduct for the internet to restrict free speech. Germany, France, and others banning protest by mainline parties against open borders, arresting people in mass, reactivating the Stasi nationwide under a new name to control free speech in Europe. I get mad at myself every 10 minutes or so when I'm consciously thinking about the world when I'm at home at night that I didn't stress enough how real this is. Do you understand they're banning basic free speech in Europe? And it started with, you can't have a Nazi party. Oh, well, the Nazis were bad. I can see how you ban it. Then you can't be a white supremacist. Well, they're connected to the Nazis, so okay. Okay, now you can't be a conservative pro-gun group because they say that's hateful. Oh, now you can't be against open borders. Now you can't criticize EU ministers or criticize Spanish officials or the police. They now arrest you in Spain and fine you if you criticize government, basically. I was there. I experienced it. Couldn't believe it. There'd be cops 100 yards away. We're shooting video of a famous cathedral, and they come over to us and take our camera and take our footage and say, we can arrest you under anti-terrorism for that. You know, a guy puts out a Facebook, man, I called the cops. They didn't come for an hour and a half when my house got robbed. You know, they ought to set up hammocks and swimming pools for them. You know, what is this, a Club Med? Boom, arrested him. Boom, finding. And if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing the articles we're putting on screen as I say this. If you're a radio listener, folks, this is happening. It's like a leftist fascism. It's leftist government suing. And they've got government ministers and police and minions that believe they're doing it for a good cause. And Europe is falling right now. They're now announcing bail-ins where your private bank accounts from England to Spain, from France to Greece, the banks will take money directly out of your accounts or out of your automatic cash payment, your paycheck. Taxes are now directly to private banks. That's the world government. They appoint Goldman Sachs presidents to three different countries in Europe right now. They appoint. But they go, oh, it's technocracy. It's not dictatorship. We appoint the Goldman Sachs head to run Italy. We appoint the Goldman Sachs head to run Greece. We appoint the Goldman Sachs head to run Spain. And then Europe says, this is crazy. And they go, really, Greece? How about 1 million immigrants in 1 year? 160,000 that hit the island of Lesbos this year alone. There's hundreds of Greek islands. It's an archipelago. One island, 160,000. We don't even know the numbers. It's in the millions this year alone in Europe. And Peter Sutherland comes out, the head UN envoy on migration, and says there is no such thing as sovereignty or borders. It is an illusion. You will accept it. You will take it. You will do it. And they sell it as humanity. But none of these countries will take anybody. This is the conquering. Merkel defends refugee policy as expression of humanity, AFP, part of our basic humanity of our country. And then I've got these headlines. In controversial effort to stop violence, Ohio tries school barricades, where they now are putting big barricades to lock the doors and barricade them. And they have drills. Everyone's in fear. They have a better chance of being run over the parking lot than being shot by a mass shooter. But everyone with drills and police and fear and teaching them a Pavlovian fear of guns. And they attach anti-gun propaganda to the fear monger with elementary students, you know, where the killer comes to simulate murdering them. I mean, this is hardcore mind control. They get the cops to go along with it via the federal grants. A giant re-education camp. Cops wearing Union Jack badge in tribute to dead police officer ordered to remove them in case they offend. That's right. Little patches of the English flag are now banned. And Paul Watson's talked about it. If you basically fly that flag, people will come knock on your door, other Brits, and go, what are you doing flying that? I mean, again, this is the destruction of culture. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was just thinking during the break, I've got Paul Watson here from London. He's here for 2 weeks. He's going to be hosting the show one day this week. Why not have him in to talk about this? Because he's brought it up. They have the actual English flag is white with a red cross. I guess the British flag would be the Union Jack or the flag of the Empire, but it's being banned. And if you fly it on your house, he's told me about it, people will come to your house, not even the, quote, immigrants, but the political correct, and say, you need to take that down. So the EU, you can pull this up, 4 years ago, pushed to take away tax incentives if the big European Football League didn't get rid of Spanish, Portuguese, Swiss, Dutch, German, Greek football names, national teams. They want them to just be the Tyrannosauruses or the Goblins because they said it's nationalistic and that's not good. See, the political correctness here starts with, well, let's get rid of the Redskins. That's not dishonoring Native Americans. Saying they're strong, they're warriors. It's like saying black, white. You can say Redskin is an insult. Maybe it is with somebody. Maybe you can argue maybe we should get rid of it. But see, they're not just doing that to be reasonable. Next, it's don't say father or mother. Don't say boy or girl. Don't say he or she. It's about setting the precedent. They control the language. So I remember like 6 years ago, it started out in San Francisco and then in Texas and other areas that kids wearing American flag shirts was hurtful to the illegal aliens because they'd been told that was a hurtful flag. And so now they're moving to remove the American flag more and more, saying it's hurtful. And you'll say, oh, that will never happen. No, they're teaching children in thousands of school districts. You can look it up, National Review, other publications, that in official Common Core, that you don't say boy or girl, that's you're a purple penguin. And they say, why? Well, there's some people that aren't boys and girls to confuse and jack with your kids, to sexualize them, to be able to get in there and mess with their identity. Well, that's God level. Parents shouldn't even do that. Notice it started out with Dr. Spock and the rest of it, the child psychologist. Don't tell your kids what they should be. Don't discipline them. Let them be as bad as they want so they wouldn't have any identity from you and the culture that was handed down from the ancients, father to son, mother to daughter. They broke that. So they could then come in with the blank slate of confused people and say, we'll give you direction, just like young people in the inner city who had their fathers taken away by social engineering can't have a man in the house. Within one generation, you go from 15, 20% illegitimacy in the black community to 85, 90%. And now who's the daddy? The guy with the tattoos, the guy that gives you a gun, the guy that gives you the crack cocaine, the guy that gives you the pot to sell. And he'll discipline you. He'll attack you. He'll beat you. He'll kill you if you don't follow his orders. That's your daddy now who's going to induct you into prison. And that's the art of organized crime. Get a certain number of young people, pick the ones you want, burn certain ones for the police, take the others, put them into the combine. Give them jobs managing the whole criminal syndicate that sits right below the surface of every town and every city. That's been taken over. Some areas have not been taken over. And you just drive into that town, you feel good, you feel happy. The good people are congregated there. You drive in another town, you feel the spirit. You drive another town, it feels kind of okay. Another town feels good because you're picking up on it. Your body has a sixth sense of where you should be, who you should be amongst. So cops wearing Union Jack badge in tribute to dead police officer ordered to remove them in case they offend. I'm going to give the toll-free number out now, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Metropolitan police officers were told not to wear the thin blue line badges after PC David Phillips was killed on duty because they might cause offense. Police officers wearing Union Jack badges in tribute to David Phillips, who was killed on duty, were allegedly ordered to remove them because they might cause offense. Metropolitan police officers reportedly told not to wear the thin blue line badges, Union Jack flag with the thin blue line in it, because it could cause offense to some with certain communities. So where's your speech? Because something might hurt someone's feelings. That's why in Germany now they're saying don't wear short dresses. Oktoberfest in some towns, they're saying, yeah, we may not want to have street parties like we've always done for 1,000 years. Because it's going to make the Muslims mad. So they take Western hospitality, Western Renaissance, Western tolerance, and then the left invokes all these outside groups to then dominate and make us submit. And if they can get us to not have Oktoberfest, or they can get us to not wear short skirts, if they can get us to not dance, if they can get us to give up our flags, our culture, we're in a cult. So Paul Watts has told me a lot about this, and I know I've talked to Lord Monckton about it, how they're trying to get folks to fly the flags and things as well, and now that they're seeing that, they're getting excited as part of the UKIP. You know, it's controversial for them to even have their symbol be the Union Jack. And again, you can say what you want about these flags. The point is they're being conquered. They're being replaced. If they can tell you you can't have a flag, look at Peter Sutherland in statements. Insider, EU must take more refugees, get rid of sovereignty. I will ask the government to cooperate, this is a quote, to recognize that sovereignty is an illusion, that sovereignty is an absolute illusion that has to be put behind us, close quote. That's the guy that runs it, saying you will take unlimited. I mean, this is a real conquering, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, in relation to the UK flag, which you just mentioned in that article, a few months ago we had an incident in London right across from the Houses of Parliament where this guy was carrying around an ISIS flag. He had a kid hoisted up on his shoulder with a huge ISIS flag.
Punch him in the nose.
Walking around central London. The police question him. They let him get away. Nothing happens. He can continue flying his ISIS flag all around central London. And then you get these cases where people have been told to remove their flags because it's offensive to immigrants. Three more cases just recently. 2 years ago, Dennis Saeed, who had three English flags stuck in her taxi, was told by the local council in Devon to take them off because they breached equality laws. So they've actually instituted laws.
Having a bumper sticker with a Union Jack is not allowed.
Yeah. Another one. Taxi drivers in Southampton were asked to remove St. George flags from their cars, showing they could speak English. So that's actually a novelty now in England, that a taxi driver is able to speak English. But you can't signal that to anyone because that's racist. Another one, Labourer Ben Smith got in hot water with police when he claimed they told him to remove the flag on his parcel shelf because it was offensive to immigrants. He was threatened with a £30 fine if he refused to move it from view. So that sounded like it was on, you know, his own private property. Offensive to immigrants, the English flag, the police told him to remove it. And those are just three cases from, you know, recently.
This is globalism where they want it, and they're moving to change the names of the national teams, not let you fly your flags. This is what happens when a foreign army conquers you. We have been conquered. We're still on air. There's still a lot of freedom, but the central governments are conquered. So it's kind of like the Nazis took over Paris and a few other state capitals. They don't have the provinces completely. That's the allegory, the analogy, the parallel. This is real. And now they're saying father and mother's bad. Now they're coming out on MSNBC saying your kids belong to the state. I mean, they mean business, Paul, and they're going to keep pushing it.
And this, again, this has nothing to do with equality because, you know, we had the story last week. No whites allowed Seattle yoga class for people of color excludes Caucasians. So if white people are offended, if they're discriminated against, it doesn't count because in the oppression Olympics, white people are ranked at the very bottom of the pile.
We're handicapped in a race. We have to wear bowling balls.
Yeah. So, again, they don't believe in equality. Another article up on InfoWars, which just went up about 15 minutes ago, MTV, who basically, their channel is all about how bad white people are, how we behave incorrectly towards minorities, how we say the wrong things, how everything's politically incorrect. They put a video up basically saying that using the phrases no can do and long time no see is racist, because back in the 1920s in America, Chinese immigrants said no can do. So even though no Chinese people whatsoever even care now, and nobody who uses these phrases has even any knowledge of their origins, it's still racist and you're bad for using generic daily phrases that everybody uses.
And English is the world dominant language because it's the ultimate mongrel language of Latin, three different Germanic languages as well, and is designed to pick up other languages. French is dying. English grows. We take Indian words, barbecue, Native American words. We take all these words. It is the world language. It will be the galactic language when we make it off this planet. It is the language because it isn't a language. It's a mass language from all the countless wars and invasions that took place in what is southern Britain today. Gaelic, all these different languages, more than 10 languages in English 500 years ago. Now there's hundreds of languages in English. People hear the Asians saying that the railway workers, no can do, and that's a really good term, no can do.
Yes,
and then you adopt that language, you take it on, which is true melting pot, and that's bad. And I saw articles, in fact, I'm going to tell you guys to do this, Google Asian group criticizes The Martian for not enough Asians. We went and saw The Martian last night. Super boring, super stupid, super politically incorrect. Myself, Anthony, and Paul. Super, I mean, I want to get your brief review. You know you've been here doing this. Total mind control. The whole thing politically correct. And women are in charge of everything. Men are bumbling idiots, except for the Martian. Matt Damon. And it's just, we can't even build our rockets. We have to go to the communist Chinese, shows the Politburo in China, saving America with the communists voting to save our astronaut. Well, it's the Russian boosters we've got to have. So it's not even accurate. I mean, the Chinese rockets, most of them blow up. The U.S. rockets blow up. It's the Russians still have the best heavy lifters, but they don't even have the Russians in it. The people sitting there don't even know. The whole movie is international propaganda. And it's every movie's like this, folks. They just hammer you with brainwashing. Sorry, go ahead. And the whole movie worships Chinese people, and then the Chinese group bitches to add more to it.
No, I mean, the Chinese space program, even when they went into lower Earth orbit, there were questions, serious questions asked, you know, if they faked that footage, because it just looked like they were doing it underwater. So for the Chinese to come to the rescue in this film, and it was...
We're not bashing the Chinese. They're real smart. The point is, we use Russian heavy lifters. The movie is horse crap. All of it's deception. All of it's BS. God, I'm sick of this lying, demonic culture.
And
I sit there in the theater packed with all these victims. All these stupid victims having no idea they're being hit with high-tech propaganda.
And they were all laughing at it. It wasn't even funny. I mean, we both fell asleep before the end of it. It was so mind-numbingly...
Anthony's like, stop it, we're snoring. He's sitting between us.
But I don't know why it's got such good reviews, because it's obviously contrived political correctness. You know, women in positions of power, minorities in positions of power, the Chinese, they saved the day. And that's fine, you know, but when it's deliberately done just to be PC...
And then there's bitching that there's too many white people in.
Yeah. So, yes, you know, Matt Damon got in trouble for saying that, for saying that people should be cast for roles in Hollywood based on their talent, not their skin color. That's true equality.
Well, and it's true that when you have certain propaganda films, it's all about minorities, but then when it's other ones, it's all white people. Like I've noticed with children's cartoons, with new ones, it's either all white people or it's all minorities. So there's a lot of weird social engineering going on, man. It's really weird because they're testing this stuff on us.
Yeah. And another facet of the MTV article, which just went up, is they basically say she makes the argument that laws target gypsies in different European cities around the world. The opposite is true. I mean, I lived next to a gypsy camp, and she's on there saying, oh, even using the word gypsy is bad, and saying that they might steal, and saying that they might break the law. I mean, that's how they got the stereotype, because of their behavior. Not because of where they come from or their skin color.
The culture is, and there's, of course, different groups, but the dominant, you know, mainline group in Europe, it's the Romans or whatever you call them, it is the culture to rob you because you're scum.
Yeah.
It is the culture to kidnap children. It happens all the time. I mean, my mother, all of us have had gypsies, I mean, try to rob us in Rome. And I guess I'm supposed to just roll over and, you know, go, take everything. You're a god. Oh, this didn't just happen.
No, there are organized gypsy gangs that use children to rob people in major European cities, in Madrid, Paris. It's an epidemic. And it's not
in England, if the gypsies, now this is the pikeys, the Irish gypsies, just as bad, they steal your travel trailers and they go, well, that's their culture, and they let them keep it. You can pull up BBC.
Yeah, it was just done then.
Yeah, they just put it up. I mean, they are allowed to steal your house and keep it.
But you're racist for even pointing it out. It's like we're trying to fix the behavior and say, why is this a negative aspect of this culture? But they don't even allow us to have the discussion in the first place because it's racist. It's like, you know, black people in the United States make up 13% of the population, commit half of the homicides. It's not because of their skin color. It's because of this, you know, gangster glorification.
Yeah, blacks were not killing each other until the 50s.
Yeah, so we need to...
And it was because they brought all the drugs in. I mean, that was deliberate social engineering. You can really blame that on the central government. More social engineering. Again, the same social engineers that tell you mommy and daddy are bad are the ones that ship crack cocaine into the inner city.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like MTV, what's his name, the big guy?
Redstone.
You know, it's all run by, you know, white billionaires creating this gangster culture which keeps black people oppressed, keeps them in the ghetto. And 90% of black people are killed by other black people, but we can't discuss any of that. We can't try to stop black people from killing other black people because it's racist even to say it in the first place.
Paul, what are you working on right now from InfoWars.com?
I've got an interview coming up tomorrow with Gad Saad, who is a behavioral scientist, so we're going to talk about political correctness. So I'm going to work on the questions for that, so I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Good, and you're going to have Anthony in here with you as well tomorrow. I'll be around the office taking care of some things, but I just want to get you guys up and trained to be on the air because, quite frankly, we're just going to expand shows in the future and just have more of the host here with their own programs, their own broadcasts through GCN. We have a lot of affiliates and people that want more than just the 3-4 hours. We're now from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The fourth hour is hosted by the reporters and by the anchors and by the crew. Very, very exciting to have that going on. Thank you, Paul. We're going to go to break in a moment. You can get back to work. It's good to have you here in Austin. How are you liking Austin?
Yeah, I've got over my jet lag. I'm feeling pretty good.
How'd you like going to ACL?
There was someone there with a North Korean flag. That was funny. I can probably talk about that tomorrow. Because that's trendy now. A million political dissidents in gulags. That's trendy.
Yeah, and it's always these really weak, pathetic, ignorant people. They want to wear Nazi flags if they think it has power, but they know that's not trendy. So communist is cool, though. Even though it's killed 5 times the Nazis did.
Yeah, that's trendy. That's cool. That's acceptable. And they've got literally no idea what they're advocating.
Well, in the trendiest areas all over, they have these Mao bars, Mao restaurants, Stalin bars.
Yeah, they had to close those down in London because Chinese people got rightly offended over it. And they made no money out of it.
Yeah, the communists even removed Mao at the end.
Yeah.
And imprisoned his wife. Paul, but we're informed. That's why we're evil. Stay with us.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You see, everybody's heard the frog in the pot allegory. So you put a frog in boiling water, he'll jump out. You put a frog in cold water and then slowly turn it up, it'll be like a hot tub and he'll just pass out and die. And that's true. And so we've been sitting here in the water now and it's starting to boil. We got to get out. And the exact program that they've got in Europe that's about 3-4 years ahead of us, where they've banned free speech and are arresting people for anything, is now coming here. The good news is, as bad as some local police are and as bad and corrupt as some government is locally, people don't like this across America. They're saying no. And that's why the feds are coming in with the globalists, with the UN, and announcing they're going to be over local police departments and monitoring them and doing community organizing and them stirring up trouble and using every mistake the police use to bully them into full submission. And here's the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's the ADL. They're going to train your officers now. They're going to fix everything. And then once you become compliant, once you start arresting people for their speech, once you start going after the libertarians and the vets and the gun owners, then you can do whatever you want, and we're going to leave you alone. They're breaking local government right now. You let the UN take your city over, we'll let you have all the funds, the regulations come off, you can be left alone. You don't play ball, we're going to shut you down. We're going to go to break and start the next hour, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to get to the very important news with the situation in Syria that is just amazing. And then we'll also get to Kit Daniels' new article, School Suspends Student Over Pro-Veteran Shirt. Eighth grader refused to remove shirt honoring soldiers killed in action. And if you look at the shirt, we have it on screen for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. Standing for those who stood for us. And it just shows the international symbol of a dead soldier, their rifle stuck in the ground with their boots and a helmet on top of it. And the American flag. And that's banned in America. So the globalists use the troops to take over the world, fooling them with fake stories of why they're doing it. When they get back, they treat them like absolute trash because they hate men who aren't cowards. If you're a foreign takeover group, who do you hate? You hate the men, and of the men, you hate the veterans, number one, because they're not cowards, and they stand for something, and they're willing to fight. Our families, our children, our men, our babies, everything good is under attack. That's Fox News, by the way, reporting on that as well, if you doubt. Now, before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to briefly, again, remind everybody that I dropped the ball last week. I told you it's 10% off for the InfoWars Select, super high-quality, storable foods at the lowest prices. 10% off is not as good as the introductory deal, but it's better than you're going to get anywhere else. It's still the best deal now. But actually, we did the numbers. This is the deal they said we could do, because we get these deals from my Patriot. Free shipping. And I didn't read the full memo. I mean, I remember hearing it, but I just didn't think about it. Major brain glitch. Free shipping on food is huge. And so I don't like to say I'm wrong, but it looks like this deal is basically, I guess they did the numbers, as good as the last deal. So I said that was introductory. That was the only deal we could do. Well, actually, this is as good. As good. On some of the deals, it may even be better. Some of the others, not. It depends on which package it is. But this is the best deal on storable food. Take action today. 10% off is huge. Already the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com, 888-253-3139. But what's happening in the world? People need storable food. That's clear. Firearms, water filters, just in case. InfoWarsLife.com. We got a bunch of specials running right now that I don't even have time to get into. 20% off Secret 12. That's this week's special. The Liver Shield, Liver Cleanses back in. Discounts on a bunch of the other products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.